Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Club Junkie Podcast. It's another week that we're halfway through, and super excited. I got out to the range this weekend. It was cold. It was definitely like 20 degrees, or actually just under. By the time I went, it was afternoon, so it was like 20 degrees, but it was sunny. It was sunny. There wasn't a ton of wind, so it worked out, and I actually got to hit some balls. It was great, so I was super excited. And I actually didn't even have to wear, like, I brought a bunch of layers, and I actually ended up just swinging in a, like, long-sleeve t-shirt, and, you know, with the heaters blasting behind me, I was good to go. So it was a great weekend, got to hit some balls, you know, and all that, so super excited. So I hit a bunch of stuff, and actually I have, like, a bunch to talk about. We'll see how far I get through. I don't have to push through all of it today, but hit a few fairway woods, hit a new shaft that I was... Actually, I hit a couple shafts, both of which I was, you know, pretty impressed with. But I know I always come off, and I probably sound super excited about almost everything that I hit. And realistically, out there today, like, I mean, there's a lot of great products out there. There's really not, you know, there's not a lot of junk, you know, made by anybody anymore. It's just, you can't do that and survive. So anybody who, you know, is making equipment right now, you better make something good or you're not going to be around. So but I will have to say that I'm going to knock the old boys from Royal Grips. So I know I bought I have a handful of them, but the Royal Grip, I think it's called, geez, I don't even know the name of it. It's like something like the V Grip or something like that. I don't know. I should have brought it up on my computer, but anyway, it absolutely stinks when it's cold out. So like I said, it was probably 20 degrees out when I went and hit balls, which I know nobody actually plays golf in 20 degrees, but they get so slick and so, I wouldn't even call it firm because they're a spongy grip and they stay kind of spongy, but they just get like super like, I mean, all the tack goes away from them. Like in the summer, they're a little soft and it's okay. Like I'm okay with them being soft, but out there in the cold, it was brutal playing these things. They were just like, they're so slick. They're garbage. So, I mean, granted, I think I bought like a dozen of them for like, I don't know, $17 or something like that. I mean, like they're like $1.50 a grip. So it's like, I can't complain a whole lot because they're not high end grips, but they're flat out junk. Like in the cold, like if you play in the cold, they're crap. Like they're so hard to hold on to. I'm so disappointed. I mean, I didn't love them to begin with, but I go through so much equipment in terms of testing all these shafts and all this stuff that I had to find something cheap. And these were like the cheapest thing I could find, that actually had like a brand name on them that I recognized. So I got a bunch, and you know, like I said, in the summer they're fine. They work fine. They're, you know, like I said, they're a little spongy. They're a little thick, but other than that, you know, they work fine. And but in the cold, they're absolutely hot garbage, and they don't last very long. Even the ones I have, some of these behind me, I've had you know, all summer and hit a bunch of balls, and they're just like they're already worn. And but I did learn a kind of a cool little trick. I had a bunch of, you know, everybody has a ton of hand sanitizer around with all the alcohol in it. If you rub a little hand sanitizer and scrub it with like a plastic bristled brush, it brings some life back to some grips. So I did that on a couple of them, and they actually kind of feel brand new, which is nice. But yeah, the Royal Grips, like I said, I don't know the name of these things. I guess I'll pull one out here. Like whatever these things are, they're pretty junky. So if you're looking for a really inexpensive grip to last all weather, just make sure it's not too cold, because you're not gonna enjoy them when they're really cold. But other than that, they do fine for sitting on a shaft, hitting some balls, and then basically tossing them away or whatever. But like I said, cold weather, definitely junk. So stay away if you're someone who lives in the far, far north like I do and you want to hit balls in the winter. Outdoors, they're not fun. But so there you go. So I had a negative review about something. It's so funny because I was like, I'm not trying to. It wasn't like, I've been playing these things for, you know, most of like part of the year, and they've been fine. And I finally realized that they just stink in the cold weather. So, but yeah, so let's get, you know, let's jump into, I'm going to jump into the fairway woods I hit first, because I think that'll be shorter, and then we'll jump into some shafts and we'll see kind of where we go. I've got a handful of clubs back here, and we'll just see kind of how much of it we get through. But the first thing I'm going to do, I hit a couple fairways, and I'm on this, you know, quest for a three wood, and it's been, you know, I had my XR16, I played it for like 4 years, I played it up until last year, played the Maverick Sub-Zero for most of the year, and it was decent, but I just didn't, you know, it wasn't old reliable like my XR16, kind of went back to the extra 16 a couple times over the course of the year just to go hit it. And, I can't say that it's lost its magic, but it's not as reliable as it once was. So I'm on the quest for a new 3-wood. And, you know, like I said, I think I've said it before, my 3-wood is probably 90%, 85 to 90% off the tee on either short par fours or stuff, things like that. And then probably 10 to 15% off the turf. I don't really use it a ton going into par fives. Either one, some of the par fives, just they're not that long from the tees I play from. Or two, there's just enough trouble around that par five that it doesn't make it really worth it to go after it with a 3-wood. So, you know, those are my two dilemmas. So either I'll lay up with an iron or I'll hit a hybrid up close, or it's a short enough par five where I'll hit hybrid or, you know, 4-iron or whatever. So, you know, 3-wood for me is mostly a tee machine, but I'm not to the point where I want to go like mini driver and put like the original one or something like that in the bag, because I just don't, you know, I do want to hit it off the turf, or at least have the ability to hit it off the turf if I need it or can. So, you know, something like those mini drivers are kind of off the table for me, at least right now. And I've never really hit them that great. I owned, the Big Bertha Mini. I owned one of those for a little while. I've hit, what was it? The SLDR, whatever the mini one was. Like, it was like the Mini C or S or something like that. I hit one of those. I've just never really hit them that great. Like, you know, they're okay. And they're long, but I don't notice that they're any more more accurate than a full driver for me. So, you know, if I'm going to snap hook one of those left, I can snap hook driver left. And, you know, what's the point? Why not play the driver and see if I can hit it a little farther? So, like I said, mini driver is just not my thing. I know some guys, that it is out there. It's theirs, and they love them, and that's awesome. And, you know, you probably wish there were more out there nowadays. But I took two fairways out that are kind of meant more for off the tee, and they're a little bigger. They got a little deeper faces, and you know, like I said, they're meant for more hitting off the tee while still being able to hit them off the turf. And the first one I took out was the Cobra Rad Speed the Big Tour. So the Big Tour is basically the largest of the fairway woods that that Cobra's making this year, and it's 14.5 degrees in its standard setting. And you know, like all Cobra stuff, it's got their adjustable hosel. So you can take it down to like probably 12.5, and take it up to like 16.5 maybe, or 15.5. But either way, it's 14.5. I pretty much played it in the standard setting, and, it's got a pretty low center of gravity, carbon fiber top. It's the lowest spinning fairway wood that they made this year, or at least that they have in the lineup this year. But the Big Tour is, you know, like I said, it's big. It's a nice thing in the neutral setting when you set it up. You know, there, it's a pretty square faced driver. I think it's got a pretty good shape to it. It's larger, but it's not huge. It's not like, you know, like I said, you don't look, set it down and look like it's a mini driver by any means. It's got the CNC milled face, so they kind of can control the face thickness, add some ball speed to it. And then it's got a kind of a forward weight to, again, move some of that CG forward, take some spin off. And yeah, it's a flatter flying, low spinning fairway wood. And I think, you know, they designed it for more guys who want to hit it off the tee, and want to hit something really long off the tee. So, I took this thing out. I was kind of excited because I didn't have a whole lot of luck with the standard Rad Speed fairway. For me, I felt like it just kind of climbed up in the air and spun a little bit and then fell out of the sky. And, you know, I guess I could have, you know, went a different shaft route and all that, but, it just, at the time, you know, it was getting to be a fall, end of the year, and I just didn't have a whole lot of time on the course, so it unfortunately didn't make it out there with, like, you know, a different shaft change. But this one here basically comes with a real deal Mature, at least the one they sent us came with a real deal Mature XF3, which is kind of a higher launching, you know, mid-spin shaft, so a good combination there. And I promptly pulled that out and put in a Matrix, was it 7Q3 HD that I had laying around here, just because I wanted something a little heavier. The one that they sent in had a, you know, Cobra sent in had a 60 gram stiff in it, and I wanted something a little heavier and a little more stout. So I grabbed that for it and slapped it in the adapter, or actually had an adapter here, so I put it in there and took it to the range. And honestly, the feel and sound is great. I think Cobra really has a good feel and sound this year. It's very similar to the driver. It's got kind of a muted, it's kind of almost a thwack. It's not really like a high pitched metallic sound. It's got a little metallic to it, but it's pretty muted. It's not really loud, and the face actually feels really good. You can really feel the ball compress off the face. It's pretty responsive. The first shot I hit was definitely low heel, and it didn't get up that high. But I mean, I knew right away when I hit it that, you know, that shot was not anywhere near center. But shots in the center really do feel good. Like I said, you can really feel the ball compress off the face. It's kind of soft. And even with the rock hard range balls when it's 20 degrees, it still had some good feel to it. So overall, I think sound and feel that Cobra really nailed it with this thing. Now, it is low spin. I mean, it really is. I mean, when I hit off the turf, I definitely have a negative angle of attack, and I hit down on the ball, and this thing never even came close to ballooning. It came out pretty flat. It's a pretty low launcher, and I think it almost was too low spin for me. I think this thing in its current configuration, I know when you go chasing low spin, there is a point of no return where the ball flight's going to suffer. And this thing, I think, unfortunately, is a little too low spin for me, at least, you know, especially off the turf and even off the tee. I mean, even off the tee, being able to generate a little more, you know, ball speed, kind of hitting up on it or having more of a neutral angle of attack, I just don't think I had enough spin on it. So it was a little struggle there. And that break was brought to you by me not turning off my furnace and firing up as I recorded, because I'm a real genius, and right before I hit record here today, I was like, I need to shut off my furnace, and I didn't do it. So it was about to fire up and get loud, because that is the way of working in COVID, that my studio is down in my basement, and unfortunately, when it's 12 degrees or something like that outside, that furnace is going to fire up fairly regularly. So apologize there, but the Rad Speed Big Tour. I think for me it was just a little too low spin. The ball came out low, like I said, even off the tee. Getting a little more neutral angle of attack, or even hitting up on it a touch. It still came out really flat. It was really low launching, which I think for some players is going to be phenomenal. Or if you're really kind of high balls or high swing speed, high ball speed, high spin player, this thing's probably going to, you know, work wonders for you. For me, I didn't have the control with it. I didn't consistently hit it straighter, you know, as straight as I thought I would. Even when I had like really good swings, hit it in the center of the club face and got it out there, I never felt like I had a ton of control with it, and I always felt like the ball was kind of squirrely, and it always kind of went a little bit right, a little bit left, even with good swings, and I didn't hit it as far as I hoped. And again, we're on the range, it's 20 degrees, we're range balls, there's a lot of variables there, but I hit another 3-wood alongside of it, and I was hitting that to on the range places that I'm more used to in terms of where the ball, 3-woods land for me. That it was more on par with where I'm hitting it. This here was substantially shorter where I would notice it. And I actually had a Rapsodo MLM, the launch monitor there, and it even said, I mean, it was coming out super low. I don't remember the actual launch number, but it was pretty low. I don't think I was much above, you know, if I got it past 10, that was kind of a good shot for me. And again, every club out there, I'm not saying this thing's bad by any means. It's just, for my swing, it's not, just something that doesn't work for me, which there's probably a bunch of players out there looking for something low spin, low launch, like this head probably is, and will find awesome success with it. But, like I said, it was good. The ball speed wasn't 100%, wasn't as fast as this other 3-wood I was hitting. But like I said, I think for that player who needs much lower launch and lower spin with their 3-wood because they balloon it or whatever, this could be definitely the answer for you. For me, it's just, unfortunately, I just don't generate, I think, enough ball speed and all that for it. And it just, like I said, well, for me, wasn't working out. Like I said, everything kind of went a little left or a little right. It was really hard for me to hit a consistent shot with it, whether it be a little draw or a little cut. It just was, like I said, I was kind of all over the place. The misses, still felt pretty good. Like I said, very responsive. You were able to tell right away. Did you hit it, heel, toe, low, high? But it just, like I said, for me, the shots offline went really offline. The low heel shot definitely went low, and it skated off to the right quite a bit. And I wasn't able to really, get away with that shot as much as I thought I would with this larger head and deeper face. Stuff higher off the toe held on line a little better, and it definitely, hitting it high off the face, it got up higher, and I think, getting up higher and having a little more launch, it definitely helped. But, the high toe shot definitely stayed on line a little better. It, But the low heel shot, which is more my miss, was kind of a I wouldn't say a death sentence, but it didn't turn out very well. I wouldn't have been in great places with those shots out on the course. So, you know, if you're a high spin, high launch player who has been struggling to find a three wood to kind of bring both those things down, I think the big tour could be a really good option, a really solid option, because I think it really does, you know, offer that out there. But for me, it just wasn't. It just didn't work out. And like I said, I like the feel, I like the sound, I even like the shape. I just, you know, like I said, it's not for me. But overall, like I said, for those bigger hitters and stuff like that, it could be a really solid option. So big tour is not going to be in the bag this year, unfortunately. I actually had some high hopes for it. I was thinking that, you know, from the Rad Speed having, you know, not a ton of success with that one, I thought the big tour would kind of be the answer, and unfortunately it wasn't. But oh well, like I said, it's fun to go hit it, and, you know, like I said, other people may find some awesome success, and I think there will be a lot of people who do. So yeah, that one was unfortunately not for me, but hey, all good. So the other fairway I was hitting out there, which again is along the very similar lines of this one, is the Homna TR21 Big LB. So the Big LB is basically based off of, it's basically the name takes homage from when Homna was making wood still, woods made out of actual wood, and the LB basically meant, it was low balance or something like that. What was it? It was... Yeah, low balance. So basically, low CG. And what they did was basically take a thin titanium body, and they basically put a big heavy sole weight on the bottom, much like kind of like TaylorMade does with the Sim Tie. And basically, it's like 100 grams with the 12 gram weight on the bottom. So really lowers the CG, makes it easier to get up in the air, and then you know, has a titanium kind of shell around it to reduce some of the weight. So. Yeah, overall, a really classic design. I mean, it's really a pretty simple shape. It's definitely big, much like the Rad Speed Big Tour. Definitely a bigger profile, thicker face. And, you know, it's, you know, meant to be something, you know, to add ball speed, add some height, and help those players out who are looking for those things. Their adjustable hosel is definitely one of the most interesting out there. The shaft doesn't rotate, which is very awesome, because then you can use reminder grips or anything like that. There's actually like a sleeve that rotates around, and wherever you line it up, there's four different positions. Technically, there's like infinite a number of positions. You could go like in between the four settings in little ways. But there's basically an upright, a flat, and then there's basically an open face, closed face kind of settings in here. And if you set it more to the open face, it'll open the face up. It'll take it down a degree of loft, and the face will sit a little more open. So, again, a 14-degree head here. I actually set it in the open position, so it technically plays at 13, which typically 13-degree heads for me are not very, very well received, because I don't hit a high ball. But I really don't like the look of a shut face. So if I have a fairway, it's, you know, if I've got to manipulate the face, or if I have to open the face to get it to look square, I will get a, you know, higher lofted, you know, say like a 5-wood or 4-wood, and I will open it up to make it look square. With the way I kind of come over the top and hit it left, I just don't like seeing a closed face by any means. So yeah, it's a, so basically the whole thing is, you know, titanium. So it is a little more expensive. I think it's like $330, but it's got the, you know, the big heavy sole. And honestly, the ball speed on this thing is pretty insanely high. The first couple shots I hit with it, sound and feel kind of different than Cobra. It is definitely more metallic. It's a little higher pitched, but it's not very loud. I was kind of surprised when I first hit it. I thought it was going to be a little louder than it was. It definitely wasn't, but it's got a metallic ting to it when it goes, but it's actually pretty pleasant. It's not very loud, but it has a good sound to it like that. I mean, it's almost got that, you know, Carpenter Steel type sound to the face. And again, the responsiveness on and feel on this is really good too. I mean, both these heads, the Big LB, again, you can feel the ball compress. You can feel it kind of jump off the face. And honestly, it definitely launches higher, because even in the 13-degree setting, which basically I had it in, and again, I'm not going to compare, you know, distance to the Cobra to the Homna. I mean, the we're talking a degree and a half less loft, so of course it's going to go a little farther. But trajectory alone, the ball was actually way easier than I thought to elevate. I was a little worried, especially hitting it off the turf, that it would be really difficult to get the ball up in the air with a 13-degree head, because I've hit those before, and it's just like, 5 feet off the ground ropes for me. But this was actually really easy to get up in the air. It definitely spun more, but it wasn't spinning so much where I'm watching the ball kind of float up in the air or anything like that. I mean, it was still a penetrating trajectory, really easy to hit. Like I said, the ball speed was actually really good. I mean, on that Rapsodo, I want to say I was well into the 140s, which for me and a 3-wood is pretty good. And, I think my driver swings are all around, 155-ish, or if I get into the, if I touch 160, that's, crazy high ball speed for me. So this here, deep into the 140s. I mean, it was above 145 almost every swing. The nice thing, the biggest thing was when I missed the center, the ball still got up in the air much easier. So when I missed it low heel, the ball instantly climbed up higher. I mean, the instant trajectory was noticeable. And the ball didn't move as far to the right. And same thing with the toe shots, didn't move as far left. I mean, that sole plate really does, I think, add some really high MOI, and it keeps the ball online way better than I expected. Off the tee, the thing was an absolute cannon. I mean, that's where I saw some really high ball speeds there. Now, off the turf, it was, you didn't see as much, but it was still, easy to elevate. Now, again, I'm hitting off mats, so it's, hard to say exactly how it's going to perform. But like I said, it was actually easier to hit off the turf than I thought, because it is a big head, and the face is deep. But as I looked, compared to, say, the Big Tour, it's not crazy deep. It's not as deep as I thought it was going to be. So it is definitely more manageable hitting it off the turf than I thought originally. I really thought I was going to have some problems, but it was easy to elevate. Now, is it like hitting it super high and letting it land soft like a hybrid? Well, of course not. But is it something where, if you hit the front of the green on a par five and it releases out, will you still be able to hold the green? I think so. I think it's, launching high enough and going far enough for that. But overall, it was super stable. I mean, I was really impressed with the misses. I mean, when you miss it, high toe, I mean, the ball got up high, but it didn't, didn't just go straight up and down. It still had some penetrating trajectory to it. And it was super easy to hit. I was really I was really impressed with it. And again, being a 13-degree head, being turned down, it really was, easy to launch. And the other thing too is, so I played the 4 hybrid, the TR21 4 hybrid from them, and I had it cranked open, so it was 20 degrees to kind of match my gapping that I needed. And that had a ton of left to it. It was just super easy to hit it left. It was super high. I mean, it launched really easy, but it just, everything kind of went left with it. And again, I was a little, and I had a 4-wood that did the same thing. I played the TR21 4-wood last year for a little while, and the same thing. It just launched really high, kind of floated up and fell to the left, and and drew pretty hard if I did hit it left. And again, I was kind of worried with this one that it would be a similar thing, just bigger head. And it really is, I think, a much more neutral head. It didn't want to turn over as easy. It didn't go as left as easily as the traditional TR21, at least 4-wood. Like I said, I haven't hit the 5 or 7 or 3-wood, but I played the 4-wood for a decent amount of time, and this definitely has a much more controllable flight. If you're somebody who likes to work the ball, you're going to be able to flight this down a little bit more. And like I said, for guys like me who play it off the tee 85 to 90% of the time, I think this thing with a little deeper, bigger head is going to be just like a cannon that is still forgiving. It's easy to launch. But I'm pretty excited to try it with some other shafts. Cause right now, I just basically took it with the Vizard, which is kind of their stock shaft in there. And I think it was, a 60, whatever gram. And, I'm going to slap something else different in there just to see how it works. But, overall the shafts in there were pretty solid. And like I said, consistency was just there. I mean, over and over again, I was basically able to hit, basically the same shots. And, distance-wise was really good. It's probably going to be a little longer than anything I've played before, because everything I've played before has typically been 15 degrees. So, adding a little length there isn't necessarily a bad thing, especially off the tee. But, it was just easy to hit. And I'm super impressed with, one, it sounds good. It looks pretty darn good, especially if you kind of open the face a touch. And then also, it's just easy to hit. So I think, if you're somebody who's looking for an easy-to-launch fairway, that'll give you some extra distance, but still easy to get in the air, that you can still get away with some bad swings. This TR21 Big LB is, you know, it fits that bill. And right now, I think, I don't know if it's not as easy to launch as, say, Ping G425 Max. Like, that is, to me, right now, the bar at, like, you know, super easy to launch. But it's definitely lower than that. But it's, you know, forgiveness-wise, straightness-wise, it's probably just slightly behind it. So, overall, really impressed with it so far. I don't know to say that it's the leader in the clubhouse in terms of, you know, the starter in the bag for me right now. But it's pretty darn close. So, overall, so far, big fan of it. Going to maybe swap out a couple shafts. The only downside is that they make an adapter that the ferrule is super wide. Like, the outside diameter is gigantic. And you have to try to save it. Like, you really have to, like, be careful with your heat and try to pull the adapter and then push the ferrule off, because nothing matches up and it's going to look funky. So that's always a bummer. But the nice thing, again, is that it doesn't rotate in the head. So I guess trade-offs there. But the outside diameter on it is monstrous. So I've pulled two of them kind of semi-successfully and only kind of beat up the ferrule a little bit. You know, they were still usable. But, you know, it's never fun. But I'll definitely put some different shafts in this one and give them a whirl, because they were really good. And I was really excited to hit them. So, like I said, TR21 Big LB right now is probably one of the contenders for making it in the bag. It's going to be pretty close. It's got some shot. It's got a shot. Let's put it that way. So needs a little more testing, but it's got a shot. So the next thing we'll move on to, I guess, is some shafts. So I've been fortunate enough where the boys over at Fujikura pretty much send me anything that they make, anything new, because they know I want to hit it. I am a shaft nut. I mean, as you can, if you're watching this on YouTube and you see behind me my wall of shafts, which is, you know, a small collection of what I currently have in the arsenal. But I'm a huge shaft guy. I love hitting different shafts, seeing how they perform, all that. And Fujikura came out with, you know, they've had the Vista Pro for a long time. And the Vista Pro was kind of it's a shaft built for fitters. That's got a ton of options in terms of weights, ball flights. You know, it's progressive, where as you go lighter, the shafts add more spin and they hit it higher. As you go heavier, they tend to flight the ball down and be more stout. So they're very, you know, progressive that way, but they're also very, you know, tuned in for fitters. So they have something for everybody. If you have, you know, somebody who needs a 45 gram light flex shaft, they've got it for a driver. But then in the same thing, if you have somebody who wants a 75X in that same, you know, line, who's, you know, not looking to spend crazy amounts of money, but wants a high quality product, all that, they've got a 75X. And, you know, they kind of make everything in between. And the same thing with irons, with hybrids, and woods. So they've got kind of three shafts, and they're basically, you know, built all around fine tuning for fitters. So a fitter can go through with those iron shafts, figure out what works best for their client and fit them into it. There's going to be an option, whether it's a beginner just picking up the game, a woman, a junior, or somebody who, you know, brings some serious heat. You know, if there's somebody who's got that 115 club head speed, they've got a shaft for that, for the most part. So it's a really cool line, and they really did add some new stuff this year. You know, they basically added a bunch of stuff, like, you know, the 40-ton carbon, which they use in a lot of their higher-end stuff. And, you know, they've added a lot of those technology that they found over the years in their higher-end products and, you know, put them into this line. So the Vista Pro is brand new for 2021. Grab it here off the wall, and it's got a pretty cool finish. They did a nice job on it. It's pretty high end. It's pretty simple. It's just, you know, silver, white, black, and red. And you know, like I said, the only thing that you know, for me, being so used to, say, Ventus and some, you know, all the speeder stuff, they do put their big Fujikura logo on the top side, which, you know, I mean, it's not horrible. I don't love looking at a bunch of graphics on the top of the shaft, but, you know, it's not too bad, and it's a pretty classic look with just the red logo on there. So, a good looking shaft when they sent it over to me. I was really impressed. The wood shaft, really shocking. Actually, I pretty much, you know, not going to lie, I've become kind of a Shaft snob. And after hitting, you know, all the Ventus stuff and, you know, high-end stuff from other companies as well, you just get kind of, you know, spoiled with all the technology and the consistency and all those things. So to be honest, I didn't really have a bar that was set too high for Vista Pro. Just to be honest, I didn't. You know, I kind of knew it was more of a value Shaft and all that. Really shocked, like right out of the gate, first swing. Was super shocked of how good this Shaft actually felt. It really does have a really solid feel to it. And they sent me a 65X for the woods or for a driver. And then I've got I think it was 70 stiff in the, was it 70 stiff here in the fairway? Yep, 70 stiff in the hybrid and a 70 stiff in an iron as well. So they sent me one of each just so I had something to kind of hit. The 65X in the wood was kind of shockingly good. I like I said, I didn't really have a high expectation for what this thing was going to do. And it really is much better than I thought. You know, I know it's, you know, it's not a Ventus, blue, black, whatever. And it doesn't really matter because at this price point, which I think this Shaft's like $125, the performance is absolutely solid. It actually feels really good. It's got, you know, a pretty smooth feel. Now it may not be as responsive as, say, you know, a Ventus Red in terms of, you know, have that, you know, as lively as a kick, but the feel is really good. It takes away a good amount of vibration. It's extremely tight. You know, when you hit shots, you don't feel like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, that you're losing shots right or left or anything like that. Overall, super consistent. And honestly, the ball flight, especially for like a 65X, which is listed as just like mid ball flight, mid spin, was like true mid. Like it was very similar to, for me, very similar to Ventus Blue in terms of launch. I think Ventus Blue may spin a little less, but this thing launch wise is a true mid launch shaft. Like if you're thinking like, ah, Vista Pro is just this high launch, you know, whippy thing, it is not. And like I said, I was really shocked. Like the first swing, like I said, that my expectation was really low. And to go out and hit it, I was really impressed with how well it performed. It like I said, really consistent. It's pretty much a true mid launch, and this isn't tipped. I mean, I tip. It's got a this one is untipped, and I just put it actually in my sim that I played for last year, which is a 10-5 head, a head that I'm super familiar with that I've played so many shafts in. I thought, you know what? Since I didn't have with me at the time all the 2021 heads, I was like, this is a great head to put it in because I know exactly what it does. I know what the ball flight kind of looks like with a bunch of different shafts. And like I said, this one here, I was really surprised that at you know, that it was, like I said, a mid-launch shaft. It's untipped in the TaylorMade adapter. You know, it produced really consistent results. It's a little easier to turn over, you know, than, like, I had a Ventus Black with me to compare as I was hitting that in a different head. And, you know, the Ventus Black definitely does not go left. This is definitely a little easier to turn over. It's got, you know, a little more kick and impact. But again, it doesn't, you know, kick and just fling things high. Like, it's true mid-launch. And definitely the spin is you know, is definitely mid. It doesn't spin. And, you know, I think it's got a slightly softer handle section. So, I mean, consistency-wise, yes, you know, Ventus Black's a little more consistent for me. But overall, I think for the price point, this thing is just a phenomenal mid-launch shaft. And I think for even like better players who sit there and go, you know, who are kind of looking at, you know, Ventus stuff and some of the high-end speed or Evo stuff, you know, this thing here, even if you're kind of a higher ball hitter as a fairway would be phenomenal. I mean, like I said, it's true mid-launch. It's tight. They make a 75-gram version. And I got to believe that the 75X one is got to be, you know, pretty darn stout and could be an awesome fairway wood shaft for a lot of players. But overall, in the driver, you know, wanted to hit it straight to slight draw. It was really kind of that ball flight. It wasn't like easy to hook. I mean, I put some bad swings on it. And yes, I can hit it left because my club path and my face angle are that way. But on decent swings, I mean, you're hitting a straight ball to a slight draw every single time. And like I said, it was just really, really consistent and tight. And those shots were, you know, I think people sit there and look like if you don't have a $350 or $400 shaft, that you're not going to get the accuracy, you know, and, you know, the consistency because, you know, the cheaper shafts don't offer it. And this is definitely proof that that's 100% wrong. So the wood shaft, all, you know, like I said, totally impressed with, like I said, true mid-launch shaft, you know, a little softer handle section than say, you know, like I said, I compared to Ventus Blue in terms of launch. I think it's a slightly higher spinning Ventus Blue. I think Ventus Red still launches a touch higher than it. For me, I think Ventus Red is a little better performer for me only because it's got a slightly stiffer handle section. But like I said, if you played Ventus Blue and really like it and wants, you know, want something similar, but don't want to pay, you know, can't afford to pay, the $350 or whatever the price is on that, Vista Pro is pretty darn good. I can only imagine, you know, going to some of the lower, the lighter weight stuff, I got to imagine that it's super consistent as well. And like I said, offering little higher ball flights and things like that. But 65X is, you know, true mid-launcher, mid-spin, and super consistent. If you're somebody who, you know, is looking for mid-launch shaft and something that's, you know, inexpensive to go out and try, I mean, Vista Pro is definitely worth trying because it's really good. Like I said, I was really surprised at how well it played. Same thing with the hybrid shaft. So I've got they sent me a 70 gram stiff in the hybrid shaft, and for the hybrid shaft, they don't make an X, I don't believe. I'm pulling it up right here. Yeah, there's no X in the 70, but it is a stiff. And it's 370 parallel, so you could, you know, tip this thing a little bit to, you know, if you wanted to add a little stiffness. I didn't do any extra tipping. I think I just put like a half inch on this, which I think is still a little bit more than Fujikura recommends. But yeah, I mean, it's actually the same thing. It's really a consistent shaft. Now it says it's a mid high launch shaft, and I believe it. It's kind of mid high launch, and they claim, you know, they kind of spec it out as mid high spin. I didn't think it was overall a super high spinner. I mean, it had a high apex, and it kind of fell out of the sky really soft, which is what you want from a hybrid. You know, a hybrid to me is a you know, I wouldn't call it a scoring club, but it's a club that you're trying to hit a specific distance. You know, whether you're going after a par 5 and 2 or you're hitting into a long par 3, you want this to have some control where you hit it high, it lands soft, and you have minimal release to it, or at least controlled release. And again, much like the fairway wood, super tight, really consistent. Able to hit kind of, you know, the same shot over and over again. It is easy to turn over. I mean, I'm you know, if you're somebody who's sitting there going, oh, I got to be so anti-left, and, you know, this is an Aventus Black HB, like 9TX. Like, it's not. But for the player who has, an average swing speed, who wants help kind of getting the ball up in the air a little bit, especially with a hybrid, wants something that, you know, is super accurate but easy to hit up, you know, get the ball up high, let it land soft. I mean, Vista Pro is really good, and it feels really good. I mean, it honestly does. It feels like a shaft that should cost more money. I mean, it legit does. So the tech that they put into this thing, again, is taking, you know, technology and materials from shafts that they've done in the past and putting that in here. They've got some really solid options here. But again, it definitely launches high. I put this thing in the Maverick Pro 20 degree head. Again, a head that I've hit a lot, so it was kind of easy to compare and kind of know what you were getting. And this thing, again, the same thing, definitely a mid-high launch, definitely higher launching than, say, Ventus Blue, which I've been playing a lot lately. And it probably spins a little bit more. But again, you know, for the player who needs a little height, who wants a hybrid that launches high and goes a long way, which is, you know, what a hybrid is designed to do, it's really good at that. And it honestly is extremely consistent. It's easy to hit. And honestly, for the money, I think it's an absolute steal of a value. You know, if you're looking for a little more loft, something to get the ball up in the air, Vista Pro is definitely worth looking at, especially at the price, which, I don't know what the hybrid's $55. I mean, $55 for this thing. I mean, come on, it's definitely worth a try, especially, like I said, if you're looking for something higher, you know, something to help get the ball in the air. And especially if you're somebody who plays like a really low lofted, you know, hybrid, if you're somebody who plays like an 18 or something like that, and you need a little help getting that ball up in the air, you still get 70 grams and, like I said, uber consistent. Same thing with the driver. I mean, it's a pretty much a straight ball flight. And if anything, it is going to go just a little bit left. I mean, it's easy to turn over. I think it's meant to be that way. But it's still, like I said, really consistent. I mean, you can sit there, hit shot after shot, and they're pretty much going to go exactly where you think they're going to go. And bad swings aren't, you know, you're not really penalized for it because it is a stable shaft. You're not going to sit there and on a bad swing, all of a sudden have the ball go, you know, 30 yards left of where you thought it was going to go. It's stable and it's going to keep shots online. I mean, it just really is. So again, mid-high launch, I think, is a really accurate description for this, at least for me, especially in the Maverick Pro head, which, again, I've hit You know, I've hit a handful of shafts in, and this one definitely had a little higher launch. And you know, like I said, the apex was pretty high, and it fell out of sky at what seemed to be a pretty good angle of descent. And I think you would have gotten really controlled distance out of hitting this thing into greens. So the hybrid is really solid. And then I had the iron shaft. Now, iron shafts for me, this is, 70 stiff is, I think, the heaviest they make in the iron shaft, which is a little light for me. I'll usually say that. And it took a little bit of getting used to it. Took a few swings. But the same thing, the iron shaft here is mid-launch, mid-spin. And I was a guy who played the Pro 115, which is kind of a mid-low launch, mid-low spin. And I think this was not too much higher launching than the Pro, even the 115, which is the one the 115 I played, which is substantially heavier here. This is probably just a little bit higher launching, and it definitely had a little spin. I mean, if you hit a big kind of cut, or at least I did, I could see the ball kind of rise a little bit. But overall, it was really easy to get the ball up in the air. But it was long. I mean, it had a great kick and impact. I mean, when you kind of, you could feel it load. When it unloaded and impact, it really felt like it kind of kicked. And again, the same thing. I think the whole line kind of hits straight to slight draw balls. They're easy to turn over, easy to square up. And again, the same thing with this. I mean, being a 70-gram shaft, I know a lot of people go, it's lightweight, whatever. It's super consistent. I mean, it really is accurate. It's consistent. I put it in the Tour Edge, the EXS Pro forged head, which I think is a great feeling head. I think it's a super underrated soft forged head. And the Vista Pro, I mean, it was great, especially off mats. It reduced a ton of vibration. It was really soft, kind of, helped with that sound and at impact and just softened up a little bit. But if you're somebody who, you've got some bad joints, some elbow, shoulder, back issues, anything like that, this is a phenomenal option for, again, I think they're like suggested retails like $50 per shaft, to really kind of help take away a bunch of that vibration, especially off mats. And, like I said, add a little soft feel to it. And to say that this thing was long, I would say, in this head, which is a fairly traditional loft, it was a fairly long club. I think it added going to this, a little lighter weight, a little softer shaft, it definitely added some kick to the ball and added some distance to it. But overall, like I said, the feel was just really solid. It's not hollow. It's not brittle. It's got a really smooth feel. And like I said, at impact, it really does, especially on misses on a cold day, reduces a good amount of that unwanted vibration. So you weren't, rattling fillings out or anything like that. But at 70 grams, I mean, it's extremely stable. It's one of those things where, man, if they made, I wish they made like a 100-gram version of this. But even at 70 grams, like I said, it's super easy to swing. The build was actually pretty good. I mean, being as light as it was, I think I had to use a small tip weight to get it to D2, which is pretty much what I play all my irons. I think there was like 4 grams in here. So nothing crazy. And this is a head that was built for a much heavier shaft. So, but overall, it was pretty easy to build up to the right, to the right swing weight and all that. But, like I said, it's definitely mid-high launch. It launches a little higher than the Fuji Pro. But I said, a little easier to turn over. The Pro is kind of, for me, it's straight. It's a little harder to turn it over to the left, which for me is what I want. This, like I said, a little softer, a little easier to turn over. But I think for majority of the players who fight that slice or fight that right miss, it's exactly what they need. And it'll be easier to square that club face up and hit that ball straight. So, I think Fujikura did a really good job with the Vista Pro series. I think it's going to be super underrated. And I know, a lot of people listening, they're lusting after the Ventus and the Evo Speeders and those things. But, if you're somebody who just wants to kind of start messing around with different shafts and all that, you don't want to go crazy and break the bank, but you still want something that's a really good shaft. The Vista Pro is going to be hard to beat. Like I said, I think for some guys, some bigger hitters, I mean, a fairway wood could be an awesome 75X fairway wood. So, don't overlook the shaft. I think it's super high end, and you get a lot of bang for the buck with this thing. So the whole range is really good. So that was my kind of big surprise, over the weekend was hitting those. Cause like I said, I'm being 100% honest. I didn't have super high expectations and they were far, far surpassed by all three shafts. So, like I said, if you're looking for something kind of mid to mid high launch, the Vista Pro could be definitely something worth trying. And especially, the hybrid and iron shaft, at the prices, I mean, why not grab one and toss it in and try it? So it's you know, it's built for all that, but definitely go try those out. They're really, really solid, and I was pretty excited to hit them. So I guess I'm going to stop there because I'm already gone probably long enough. You know, if I know I probably I have like three clubs and a shaft sitting here that I could still go on, but we'll stop it there. If you guys are following or listening, wherever you're listening, whether it's Apple, Google Play, Spotify, whatever, if you could subscribe, it'd be awesome. Would really appreciate it. It definitely helps us out. And also, if you want to, you know, ask me any questions, anything like that, hit me up on Instagram at Club Junkie Pod. It's I always have a blast, you know, talking with you guys about shafts and clubs and all that. I get a ton of DMs, and every Wednesday, I typically afternoon evening, I do a little Q&A thing on there, and it's a blast. So I enjoy, you know, chatting it up with you guys and talking some clubs and shafts and equipment and all that. So if you want to join along, like I said, Instagram at Club Junkie Pod. And that's ClubJunkiePod. But yeah, Club Junkie Pod. It'd be awesome to follow me along there. And yeah, if you guys have any questions, anything up, hit me up there. Ask me some questions. If you got something that you think I should try out that I haven't yet, you know, toss it my way. I'm always looking for exciting stuff to hit. And if you're listening, and you know somebody who has something, you know, have them hit me up. We'll have them send it in. We'll try it. So it may be a little tough right now because I can't quite get on the course, but if I can get it on the range, I'm there. So like I said, hope you guys have a great rest of the week. Hopefully you're not in an area that got hammered by snow, and if you are, hopefully it melts soon, unless you're one of us in the Great White North, which, you know, we're just waiting. But everybody have a great week, have a safe week, and we'll talk to you next week.